Why you beady-eyed?
The upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Just let some fall go!
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome to another funky, fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight we are filling in the blanks, and you know how we do. So the question is, if you were going to blank, what would be three things that you would take with you? Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet you want to know where blank is, don't you? Yeah, you'll find out as the show gets rolling. Plus, we have an update, as always, for your weather. The three-minute commentary is only seconds away and an NPR News update. But on the other side, it is the very best in the biz. This is the J. Rouse Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Don't forget, I Wish is happening tonight as well. 347-850-127 to TL. Let's get the party started right, my man. Let's do this.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Go! Never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on TGR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Three insurance executives testifying before a House panel today said so far the vast majority of their customers who signed up for health insurance on the new government exchanges have paid their bills on time. NPR's Scott Horsley explains that contradicts a report last week from House Republicans.
Republicans have tried to pour cold water on the more than 8 million people who signed up for insurance on the exchanges, arguing many may never pay their bills and thus never really be covered. But executives from Aetna, WellPoint, and the Healthcare Service Corporation told a House subcommittee 80-90% of their customers are paying on time. Democrat John Dingell says a GOP staff report suggesting less than 70% would pay was deliberately misleading.
I would suggest that the staff report should be reviewed with the utmost of care and deposited then very carefully in the nearest large wastebasket.
Asked by Republican lawmakers what might happen to premiums next year, the executive said it's too soon to tell. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Campaign by Islamist extremists to impose an Islamist state in Nigeria continues, with officials there saying militants have killed hundreds in an attack on a northeastern border town. The same band of extremists known as Boko Haram is currently holding nearly 300 girls who were kidnapped from a boarding school and threatening to sell them into slavery. Outside the Nigerian embassy today, Texas Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson Lee called for those responsible to be brought to justice.
We want our girls back, and we want them back now. We want this terrorist group brought to justice, and we want the slaughter and the intimidation, the trafficking, the murders. We want this stopped today.
President Obama yesterday said the U.S. will be sending a team that will include law enforcement and military personnel to help the Nigerian government. The U.S. economy is rebounding from its weather-related winter chill. That's according to Fed Chair Janet Yellen. NPR's John Itchdy reports, testifying on Capitol Hill, Yellen painted a mostly upbeat picture of the economy.
Yellen said the Fed expects faster growth this year than last year, despite the winter slowdown. That's expected to gradually reduce unemployment and raise inflation closer to the Fed's 2% target. But Yellen said there is uncertainty surrounding the Fed's forecast, including risks from a slowing housing market.
The recent flattening out in housing activity could prove more protracted than currently expected, rather than resuming its earlier pace of recovery.
Yellen says geopolitical tensions pose another risk, no doubt a reference to the conflict in Ukraine. She said the Fed does not see signs of a stock market bubble that might threaten the economy. John, it's the NPR News, Washington.
Stocks ended the session mixed, with blue chips posting gains to regain some of yesterday's losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 117 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, a story that truly saddens me is what's going on with those African girls that were kidnapped. And the U.S. is finally, I say, sending a team of people to help search for the girls. Now, you know, I'm the host of The Serious Side, and one of the things that I always talk about on The Serious Side, or one of the things that comes up often on The Serious Side, is why is America the world police? But it seems strange that we're not involved in this situation, you know? And a lot of the people out there say, well, the reason why we're not involved is because, you know, there's no oil involved. So the U.S., if there's no U.S. interest involved, the U.S. does not get involved in these types of affairs. My argument has always been, well, listen, if we are supposed to be the moral police, if we're supposed to be the nation that sets the standard, then, you know, why not get involved in things that are going on? Why not? Because everyone looks to us as being the superpower. But yet still, there are situations where the U.S. is, you know, somewhat not involved. And this is the case. It makes you really wonder about the nation that you live in. You have an African-American president, but yet we have all these young ladies who are gone, kidnapped. Apparently, the person who kidnapped them is on TV saying, look, I am going to sell these girls into a slave trade. Now, think about this for a second. Here's a country where race is a polarizing thing here. You know, you have to be politically correct when you say certain things. Black and white, you know. I always thought that the U.S. had it wrong when it came to racial, you know, harmony and racial divisions and things of that nature. But here's an African-American, or an African, I should say, a black dude, who's telling the world that he's going to sell these young girls into slavery. Isn't that something? How ironic is that? But the bigger picture is, where is the U.S.? We're always getting involved in other people's mess. Why can't we get involved in this? You know, it's something that really and truly makes you wonder what the hell's going on. I don't want to be one of those cats that says, look, we have an African-American president. What's up with that? Because I think people use that too much. Think that because he's black, he's going to come to the aid of all black people in the world. But the bottom line is, you have to ask yourself the question, where are we? Why are we sending a team to help look for these young girls? Where the kidnapper says, look, I'm selling them. We're going to talk about it this Sunday. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Not a damn thing, crack-a-lackin'. I know you're happy today. Your boy won over the weekend. I know you're smiling from ear to ear, you sorry sap sucker.
Man, why? I mean, man, it's nothing I've been predict. I told you he's going to win the fight, brother.
Yeah, but I tell you what, that boy was throwing some blows. That's for damn sure.
He was swinging wildly in the air.
Don't give a damn. I bet you Mayweather was like, dude, those licks was touching my ass. But that's okay. He won.
Yeah, right.
So
right,
let me ask you this million-dollar question.
I bet you the other brother was saying, hey, I was getting touched by Mayweather, too, in my face.
Did say that. There's no big, hey, bro. I mean, listen, let me ask you a question. Do you think Mayweather will retire undefeated?
Yes, I do. Honestly, I do.
You really and truly do. You don't see no one on the horizon that would be able to beat Floyd Mayweather.
He's going to take on Amir Khan next, and then after Amir Khan, he'll take on some other guy, and then he'll take on Manny Pacquiao.
So why won't he fight Pacquiao? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, he'll fight Manny Pacquiao on the way out and whoop Manny Pacquiao's ass.
Man, all right. What a way to go out as a loser, man. Way to go out as a loser, dog.
Are you kidding me, man? Look, Manny Pacquiao couldn't beat... What was the guy that knocked him out?
News. But he came back and whooped his ass later. But this is not this is not Power Hour Sports Talk Radio. Man, how are you doing today?
Whoa. He came back and whooped whose ass?
He came back and beat that guy who beat him.
No, he didn't. He did not fight that guy.
He did, too.
No.
Oh, I haven't fought. You about the Mexican dude. Yeah, all right.
This
ain't Powerhouse, man. We don't give a damn, Mr. Ellis. This ain't Powerhouse Radio, man.
Hey, boy, Mayweather had that Mexican guy drinking his own pee, so get out of here, man. The guy was drinking his own pee.
Are you done, Mr. Elias? Are you done swinging on Floyd Mayweather's,
He got it. He whooped that boy's ass this weekend. I implore you to go watch that fight again and watch it, really.
Why would I want to go watch that fight again? I want to watch that fight again for what?
Because what were you saying? Oh, he got, he
was.
Man,
I'm tired. You know what, man? All right, fine, Mr. Elias. I'm done with that, man. I don't want to talk about it. I'm getting on the frilly damn highway. This out of New York. I'm giving the frilly God, Cecilia.
Thank God.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the spacious cabin. Attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free. Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch the sky.
I miss the L to the E to the
N. Boo.
You got the right one, baby.
You got the right one, baby.
Yeah. Now we down. You ain't got the right one if you pick it, Miss Elias. What's going on, Vanessa?
You got the right one, baby.
Hi, sweeties. How y'all doing?
Oh, give it up, girl.
How you doing?
Jay. I'm doing good.
Baby.
Jay, I'm with you. I'm with you, Jay, because Mr. Elias, I watched that entire fight, and that guy whooped his ass the first three or four rounds.
Okay, Vanessa,
he figured out that he needed to come back. That's the reason why Mayweather was so shocked when they said a new champ. He was like, what? When they said a new, he was like, what?
Come on, we're talking about Floyd Mayweather, baby. Look at the fight, I'm telling you. Look at the fight.
I did look at the fight, and I was screaming because that boy had him trapped on the rope. But that boy passed so many blows, it wasn't even funny. I was like, you know what? Is he letting him tire himself out? What is he doing letting that boy swing at him that much?
Vanessa, if you look at the punch totals, Mayweather had more punches hitting on him than he had on him. Look at the punch totals, that it tells everything.
You know what? Mayweather has two more fights under contract with that station. He got two more fights. He better watch who he chooses, or he's going to go down defeated. He better watch who he chooses.
Oh, man, I feel good.
Really? Vanessa, y'all didn't watch the fight.
I watched the first one with Adrian's stupid butt getting on camera cussing about somebody. I said, they cussing. Can his mama not put a hood on her head and cover her face because she should have been embarrassed?
Put a hood on her head.
Look, Ness, I don't know what fight y'all were watching, but the fight I was watching.
You know what fight we were watching.
Yeah, you know what fight we were looking at.
Okay, well, why would the punch totals be different then?
But you know what? You can't tell me the first three rounds that boy did not have Mayweather trapped up against those ropes and was swinging.
He was doing was swinging. He wasn't hitting nothing.
He went at Mayweather and he went boom, 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 boom. He tore that gut, that middle part of his body up.
I was looking at it, I was howling. He won.
But you know what?
Won.
He didn't. Wait a minute. But he did not. Yes, he won. But he did not beat that boy down. No, he did not.
Okay.
He beat that boy down. He won, but he did not beat that boy down. He better watch who his next two fights are.
Look at the pinpoint accuracy as Mayweather was tearing that boy's face up.
And he tore up Mayweather's middle part too.
Okay.
All right, he did.
There's a small portion of
Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the Jay Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Glad you guys are in the house with us. Beautiful Wednesday. Tonight, we're asking some beautiful questions. Plus, the music tonight will be from the 90s hip-hop swine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're going to have some good ones tonight. It's going to be fun in the listener lounge. Plus, I want to say what's up to everybody on the J-King Network. All right, folks, listen. Once again, 347-850-1272 is that call number. 347-850-1272. So, Vanessa, are you in Houston or are you somewhere else?
I flew in this evening, and I have no air, so I'm coming over to your house.
You have no air. What happened? Your dog chewed up the air conditioning pipes? Why you don't have
no
air?
No, the compressor went out, so I'm coming to your house until it gets delivered.
Well, come on by, baby. Come on by. Come on by.
I thought it was cool in La La Land. Hell, that's what both of y'all are, La La Land.
Talking to you, man. Y'all know what time it is.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Wiley. 10 Good Minutes where we kind of talk about whatever's on our mind, you know, nothing that's on topic. But, you know, the thing that I want to talk about a little bit, Ms. Deli, is this whole thing going on with these girls, man. I mean, how can someone take 200 young ladies like that, dude?
Sex trafficking is done all the time, man. I hate to say it.
Well, they said just
the
slaves. They didn't
the
say sex slaves, but it sounds to me that you think that they're going to be sex slaves.
Yeah,
because some of them are going to get married.
Yeah. Yep.
They're going to marry
it's
some
done
of
all
them.
The time. Oh. It's done all the time. It's a big, this happens in the United States. Not overseas, in the United States, it's happening too.
So here's the question. Where's the U.S.? Where is the United States of America?
They're on their way over there.
They're sending a team of people, a team to help search. Did you hear the news broadcast? A team of people to help search.
They got drones, too. They're taking the drones over there, too.
How do you know that? I didn't hear anything about no damn drones.
Did you watch the news today?
I watched it. I just heard the news, Mr. Elias.
Well, on the news today, they said that they're sending drones over there. And I watched the news today. They said we're sending drones over there to help out. Yes, a team and the drones will be going over there, Jay. I saw that today. So
wait a minute. What are the drones?
They're unmanned planes. They're unmanned planes where they sit back in a... it's like a simulator where they fly all over. They got bombs. They got cameras on them so they can search for people.
Oh, okay.
They're unmanned planes is what they are.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're unmanned drones where they fly missions and, you know, they're sitting somewhere in Virginia and they're flying these things all over the world. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But I still say that there's an issue with that. I still think that, you know, for us to be sitting on the sideline, not being involved in this thing, it concerns me. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very concerned about this. We're going to talk about this Sunday. And we really are. I'm just not happy with the way that has broken down. I'm really not happy with it at all. Let me me ask you something. If you had a, and here's another thing I want to talk about. How much respect would you have for a weak-ass boss, Mr. Elias? A boss that don't step up to the plate, a boss who don't, you know, step up and try to help you with your thing. How much respect would you lose for a guy or a gal like that?
I have a boss like that right now, and I don't have any respect for him.
What do you mean you have a boss like that right now? You don't have any respect for him?
I don't have, man. Hell, I could ask my boss for something, and he'll say, "Well, that's on you. You get it. You go find it. You do it." But that's your job, ain't it? That's your damn job, ain't it? Get your ass up and find something I need, right? So, hey, when he asked me why didn't I get the job done, I said, "Because you didn't go get what I needed." And then I walk off from him. And then he'll eventually go find it.
You said he'll eventually go find it.
He'll eventually go find it when I say, because you didn't find what I needed. I told you I needed this. I put it in writing. And I copied it for myself and the date that I asked you for. So if you don't want to do it, then you don't want the job done.
But, but having a weak boss, I mean, what? First of all, how do you become a boss if you're weak? Let's say hello to Miss Terry. Hello, Miss Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Miss T.
How you doing? You sound kind of sexy tonight. How you doing, girl?
I'm fine.
Ooh.
Look at Terry. What's happening in your heart, Miss Terry? Stop.
Oh, Sam. How you doing? What have you been sipping on today, girl?
I haven't been sipping on anything today. Is Momo
so
being
why you
here?
Sound like that? Are you ready? I don't know. Well, do you hear a big-ass mouth? No. Why does that mean? Okay, are y'all like Siamese twins? I mean, I just want to know.
I mean, it's like, is she here? Well, she's not here. I guess I don't need to be here.
Are y'all like Siamese twins? Are y'all connected at the hips?
No. That's my sister from, you know, another daddy.
Well, from George Jefferson. Okay. We know where she came from. Let me ask y'all something. You bring up a good, well, I just thought of this. You hear about this story in the news about the young lady who has to make a decision. Let's say if you had Siamese twins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you, if you had to make a decision to kill one in order for the other one to have a normal life, is that something that you think you could do?
Mm. Mm. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not in that position, but I mean, what type of life would the other one have? I would have to really weigh out the options on both sides.
Well, but if you look, there are Siamese twins out there that, you know, there are some girls out there who are Siamese twins, and, you know, mm-hmm. they're happy with their little lives. I mean,
mm-hmm.
How could you make that decision? I guess that's where I'm going with it. Would you, how comfortable would you be making that decision? You have to decide which one lives.
Why can't they both live?
Well, I'm just saying, well, okay, but let me ask you this. What if you turned to your left and saw another face of your ass sitting right next to yourself? How would you
well,
feel
I mean,
about
why
that?
Why can't we just try to cut them, you know, make them separate?
No, because they're sharing organs.
Oh.
Yeah, they're sharing organs.
That would be a hard decision, and me and my husband or a significant other would have to talk about that together. So.
What about you? What about you, Vanessa? Could you make that? Well, I don't know. You talking about getting rid of a baby when you got an affair going on. So, Vanessa, could you do that?
I stand beside that. Yes, I could make that decision.
No, well,
yes, I could make it.
So you'd make the decision to kill one.
Because if the organs, more of the organs are, say it's a girl and a boy, they're fraternal twins, say it's a girl and a boy. If more of the organs are with the girl, but she only needed one from the boy or something, then, and he was missing some, then I would have, yes, I could. I'd have to let the girl live.
Why you can't let the boy live?
Because did you hear what I just said in the scenario? She had most of the organs, but
apparently
he
I did not hear what you just said, Smarty
okay,
Pants.
Okay, come on,
and
Jay. If she has more of the organs, then he does.
Why can't he have more of the organs?
Well, whichever one, Jay. If the boy
okay,
got
yes.
more of the organs and he
Jay,
just one from the girl,
sorry,
and she don't have the other ones, then yeah, there are circumstances that help you to make that decision. It would be a very difficult decision, but I would rather have one child than no child.
But the deal is, if they can continue to live sharing their organs, you don't have to get rid of neither one of them.
But if I can help one to have a totally successful life and be a regular human being, then I would have to sacrifice
a regular human being. Why can't they can be a regular human being living?
No,
how would
they
you
can.
Like if somebody said, hey,
no, they can't.
You know what? Vanessa
no,
to the
they
left.
Cannot.
You got to go.
They would not have a normal life, Jay, because people would be pointing, asking questions. They couldn't
But you
Jay,
can't get rid of people, Vanessa, because people are going to be pointing at them. There are people that
Jay,
are.
I'm just saying, they can't go to regular schools. The mama got to be there. They got to be homeschooled. Look, I grew up with a handicapped brother who had the mind of a three-year-old, and he was 48 years old. There are things that the parents go through. Been there, done that. No, I would make that decision.
Been there
well,
and
okay.
doing that. Look.
But you're talking
there,
about
when my mom,
see, see,
when my mom
you.
Got sick and I had to change the diaper on a man that was 48 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to do that. I had to teach my daughter how to do that, who had never seen body parts of a man. So let me tell you, I would be making some decisions. It would be hard decisions, but I would make them if that other child could have a totally successful, prosperous life. Yes, I would make that decision.
Man, I'm glad my last name ain't Haynes, boy. Jesus
well,
Christ, Lord have mercy.
I mean, why would I let both children suffer when I can save one?
But you, yeah. but you know, what do you mean? Okay, listen, Miss Terry has a special needs child.
Yeah, and I
okay.
and I had to decide, and I had to decide to keep her or not. And I decided
right.
after I did a lot of research and really all the research I did online would have made me give her up. So what I did was I prayed, and God told me, keep her, I will handle it.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's exactly what God told
and
me.
And that's what I
and
just
trust
said.
Me.
And Miss Terry, ain't that what I said? I would pray
yeah.
about
oh, no,
it, but
yeah.
I would make the decision so that one of them would
yeah.
have a prosperous success. Why should I let both children suffer when one can go and be have children and go on and get married and blah, blah, blah? I mean...
Yeah.
It's a hard decision, but yes, you
it's
asked me, could
decision.
I make it? And my answer is yes, I could make yeah. it.
I know you can, because, you know, you get, man, you, would you wear a black robe, but you made it too? Boy, your ass, boy. I'm glad my last name ain't Haynes. That's what
I'd
damn
I'd be crying
so.
All the way to the cemetery, but yes, the other child would be healthy and could be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they tell me you kill one and the other one still might not make it, then I'm going to let both of them be together until God take them.
Mr. Elias, man, what would you do, man?
That's the truth.
That'd be a hard decision for me to make myself, man, you know, because I don't think I could kill a child. I don't think I could do it, you know. I don't think I could. I don't think I'd have to.
You
ain't
with Vanessa, you can. Because Vanessa is like, hey, your ass is gone.
Stop it.
That's what she said.
It's hard
see,
to have a handicapped child, Jay.
It is. It really is hard, and you have to be strong, because I didn't know that her dad was going to leave. So I was thinking that me and her dad were going. That's why I'm not working. Because I was thinking that me now I have to reevaluate my life.
Yeah.
Over
my
the
mom
had
to do
I
the
made.
Same thing, Miss Terry. My mom had to do
over
the exact
decision,
same
yeah.
thing. So you think that you're going to have some help with that child, or you're going to
you
have
don't.
Your significant, and you don't. And you're
no,
the one that are is sacrificing and doing and giving.
Yes.
No. Uh-uh. No. No.
Yeah.
No. Because
I
no.
do everything, and I've sacrificed, and I don't get any help with my daughter. None.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
So Terry,
well,
Miss Terry, tell you to walk them shoes, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. If you are in the Chicagoland, area, you need to look him up. You can look him up, hit him up on Twitter, on Facebook, or you can just call that sap sucker. He'll come out to your party. He'll do your do. Give him a call at 334-538-5739, 334-538-5739. You know what? I'll answer the question on the other side. Plus, we'll get into the QD, the question of the day. But right now, it's time for a weather break. Don't go nowhere. The Old School Get Hype song comes up next as well. You listen to the
you
Wednesday edition
of the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Severe weather is ongoing over the front range of the Rockies into the South Plains as the Northern Plains deal with some soaking showers. I'm meteorologist Jeff Lombardi here with your latest weather watch. And believe it or not, the packed Northwest Your drive for a change, but a little further eastbound into the northern Rockies, the interior northwest, dealing with some mountain snow showers along Interstate 25 and some valley rain showers. Two severe thunderstorm watch boxes going out until late evening around 10 o'clock local time. Eastern Colorado, east to the High Plains and portions of Nebraska, and then southwestern Oklahoma, south into North Texas. And that's going to be along our sharpening and developing dry line. Just the separation of hot, dry air to the west and warm and humid conditions to the east. The air converges. It gives rise to showers and thunderstorms. And there you have it. We'll look at that area coming up. The snow is decreasing in intensity right now over northern Wisconsin or northern Wyoming. Continues into southern portions of Montana. But here's the concern we have that's growing the next couple of hours around the mile-high city of Denver. Severe weather, large hail, damaging winds. That's also the case southwestern Oklahoma south along our dry line into North Texas. Very large hail, a huge concern here. Lots and lots of wet weather rolling throughout the Great Lakes. The heat is on and the severe weather continues.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, 6'4" and falling. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She could, she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can see my ways to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. That, y'all, I never understood. Black weather jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rat. I tell them, scat, skittle, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, quick, got sick, sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6'4" and falling. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And do you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood rat, chicken, old type, but really though, Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 into the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle, and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. Before I'm falling. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. Before I'm falling. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, the Owl, the Rain. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6'4" and falling. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6'4" and falling.
Can you dig it?
Hey, woman. Hey, woman. Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, now you like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you're a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little stuff over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
I'm your huckleberry.
Play ball!
Did he say play ball, or did he say play balls?
I'm sure if I try really hard, I can get them both in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You damn Skippy. It is the Wednesday edition of the J-Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Once again, J-Ryle in the house. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L to the E to the A-A-A-S. What's up, Big Daddy?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, you know what, bro? I'm going to challenge you to a step contest one damn day. I promise you that. I promise you that, Mr. Elliott. I didn't hear nothing you said because you was about to tell a lie. Don't tell a lie. Oh, my God. Look who showed up. Momo Beezy is in the Heezy Hiller. Momo Beezy.
Yeah, you're going to lose the stepping contest against the L to the E to the A.
You don't know that. I ain't losing no damn stepping contest.
You
don't know what I can do.
I put my money on
the sale, yes.
You're going to lose your cash.
No, I'm not. You know, Momo B never lose no cash, so you already know.
That's right.
Know.
Because if you lose, you pull a gun all over. Tell myself, break yourself, fool. Get my money back. Vanessa, what's up, Vanessa? Vanessa.
Hello. How's everybody? Hi, Momo B.
Hey, Vanessa. Girl, what's up?
Miss Terry is in the house. Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing?
Hey, hey, Momo.
My sister, what's up, Miss Terry?
Nothing.
And let's say hello to the very lovely Dr. Princess Ardelia, the queen of inspiration. Hello, Doc.
Hey. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Dr. Ardelia.
Where's my introduction?
You just got your introduction. We introduce you to every damn body. That's good as damn enough. How you doing?
I'm well, but I still want to know where my introduction goes.
Well, here it is right here. Introducing the one and only Dr. Princess Ardelia, the queen of inspiration. How about that?
Oh, whatever. It's all good. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Doc.
Thank you. You said hello. Everyone said hi to your ass once. We're going to continue to move on. All right, listen, it is Wednesday. 347-850-1272. It is 6 minutes after the hour. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Once again, great show. Don't forget now, tonight in the Listener Lounge, which comes up in an hour, we are grooving old school, get old school hip-hop from the 90s. Ooh, that's going to be funky. So tune in tonight for that. If you're listening on the J. King Network, coming up at the top of the hour on your station, you will be getting something called The Music Business The Way I See It. So all that and more is coming up. It's the J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. The QOD is seconds away. Now, before the break, I asked a question, and I want to get everyone's answer on this before we move on. I asked a question about if you had to make a choice, right? You had Siamese twins. You had to make a choice. Both of them will live without you doing anything. But let's say that you had to make a decision to get rid of one of them. First of all, is that a decision that you can make? Momo B, let me ask you. They're sharing the same organs.
Okay, they're sharing the same organs. And
so if you had Siamese twins,
yes.
Could you get rid of one so the other can have a normal life?
Right. What's the question?
Could you get rid of one so one can have a normal life?
Of course.
That's the damn.
I'm going to get rid of one. Yeah,
well, I don't
that's
know
my
why.
Answer. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know why I asked
that. Maybe it's me. But yeah.
You said that quick. Hell yeah, I get rid of one. Matter of fact, give me a damn hammer. I do it right now. Thank you, Momo.
Jay, stop.
Jay.
Well, you said it so
right
damn
now.
Fast.
You
there was no compassion.
No, because I didn't understand. First of all, I wasn't here from the beginning of the show, so maybe if I was, I maybe could build up some remorse in my voice. You just hit me with it. Bang, bang, bang. So I didn't answer right spontaneously.
Okay,
so,
all right.
The answer is yes. If I had to give up one, yes. Now, what else is next?
Mama, I gave the exact same answer, and Jay talked about me so bad.
Well, I sure did, but you...
I don't understand what the question is. That's why I was waiting for more, because I'm like, okay.
There's no more to it. They're Siamese twins. Do you get rid of one so the other can have a normal life? You said,
yes,
without a damn. You said, give me the pistol. I can handle this right now. Okay, thank you.
Get out. I want to ask you a question. When have you ever saw two people walking around with two legs and two arms? Where did you do that?
I've never seen it, but it's out there.
That's what I'm saying. You got to pick one, and I'm going to pick one. So I'm going to think about it. If you gave me the option to choose, I got to do it. And that's what I'm with you. I'm with you, Doc.
Are you going to use the scientific technique of eeny, meeny, miny, moe? How are you going to decide which one's leaving?
No, which one has a better chance of living?
Both of them have a better chance of living.
One has a greater chance than the other. One has more of something than the other. No, yes they do, boo. If you would research this before you ask the question,
I just asked the damn question. I didn't know you were going to kill him that quick. I thought I was going to get some, hey, maybe let me think about God. You was like, no. Which one? Y'all stand up here. Let me see which one I'm going to get rid of. Have a big Band-Aid ready, so because when I cut your ass, we got to cut, patch it up. Thank you very much, Momo.
You don't think I'm doing something wrong. Now listen, before the doctors come at you with this, they're gonna tell you who has the better chance of making it, the left one or the right one. So you gotta tell me who has the better chance of making it, and you know that's it. It's not that I like one better than the other one. It's just that we got sever these ties, and you gotta tell me how it's gonna go down, and that's it. Either the right side is going to be weak or the left side is going to be weak.
Okay, we got you. Thank you very much, Momo B. God bless you and your answer. Oh, you burning hell. All right, so Dr. Prince Sardinia. Watch your mouth.
I said duck.
Oh, duck you too. All right, Dr. Prince Sardinia.
Yes.
If you had to make a decision, could you make that decision, Dr. Princess Aldea? Or would you just let them both live that way and hopefully they'll be happy? What would you do?
Well, first of all, it was so much talking, I was trying to get...
Okay, in other words, you weren't paying attention, and we're not going to repeat the question. We're moving on.
No.
All right, 347-851-272.
1272. 347-851-272.
It's a calling number, 347. Yeah, we're moving on.
No, we're not moving on. Yes, we are.
Matter of fact, yes, we are.
It's press one right now.
Okay.
All right, the QOD, the question of the day is this. If you were going to blank, name three things that you would take. You know, I'm going to fill in the blank. What would you take? Well, Jay, it depends on what the blank is. So that's it, 347-850-1272. That's the QOD, the question of the day. Give us a call. The QOD is, if you were going to blank, name three things that you would take. So, Ms. Elias, if you were going on a date that you're blank, name three things that you would take, Ms. Elias.
Three things I would take.
Yeah.
My car.
Yeah, because you got to show everybody you drive a Mercedes, yes.
I'd take one of my vehicles. How about that?
Okay, yes. One of your vehicles. Make everybody know you got three or four of them. Yes, keep going.
Okay,
yes.
Whatever. What else would I take? Some money. Money, most definitely.
You take money, okay,
money.
That's a good deal because you can't go on a date without money. Okay, got you.
Yeah, I think of the third thing I would take.
How about your ding-dong sandwich? Just out of curiosity.
Well, that's going to come with me.
Oh, okay, I'm just asking. I just want to try to make sure we...
Okay.
Attached. All right, give me the third thing that you would take, Mr. Elias.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, all right.
I'll take
my glasses. Think about that for a second, and we'll come back. We'll swing back around to you. Vanessa, you are going on a date. Give me three things that you would take on that date.
My own credit card.
Oh, God. I tell you, one of those chicks. Okay, no problem.
My own credit card.
Your own credit card. Okay.
That's my 22. Depends on who it is.
Taking your what?
22.
Oh, my God. You know what? She is an older edition of Momo.
What did she say?
She's going to take her 22. Her weapon.
Thank you. That was the same thing on my list. I say 22, though. I said my Mac 11. And that's mother.
That's what that was.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
You
okay.
Know,
they got one more shot after the back 10.
You got a back 11
crazy.
These days, women need to take some money with them. They can't assume that the man is going to pay for it or pay for it all.
Look, I'm on your team.
I don't really know you, and I need to have my own
team.
Car.
Thank you. I'm on your team when it comes to that. Take your own damn money. Because
yeah.
I know damn well I ain't trying to pay. If you want to pay for your own stuff,
yeah.
Hey, I'm down. Hey, look, I'm down with OPP,
you know,
baby.
And you know what? If I pay for myself, you ain't getting nothing past the car door.
Damn.
But I'm gonna take my own money.
Trust me, that's not gonna happen anyway. We've already talked about this on the show before. Y'all, look, I go and eat, drink, and then I'm going home.
Oh, Lord.
So it's not
no,
like
no, boo.
Oh no, I excuse you.
No,
I'm talking to you.
No,
hello.
No, but listen, I don't know. When you're wrong. That was
well,
you're
wrong.
A
correct
bar.
Me then.
No, that was at a bar when everybody's street for all. When we on a date is different. When we on a date is different. It's
also
totally
on a date, then that means we can get some nookie on a date then, basically. That's
a
possibility.
Is different. A date is one-on-one. I accept you. You accept me. Now we're going on.
So
are
we getting some trim on the date? That's what we're asking
you.
Is there a possibility?
At a bar or at a club is different. I don't know if you
okay, we established that. On a date, I'm asking you, are you lifting up your damn skirt? Yes or no?
On the first date? Hell no. Not Mama B.
Oh, well, there you go. See, then
I'm
just thank you.
Not me.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, then take your own damn money then. Yeah,
what
whatever.
That mean?
All right. I'm sorry?
What does that mean? Because I said I'm going to
that means
that
take your own damn money. That means I agree with Vanessa's list. That's what that means.
I'll tell you something. This is the thing about Momo B. I'm going to tell you that before we even go on a date. What to expect and what not to expect. So that's what we on a date. You already know. You already know. Ain't no chance that you can't understand. So we good. That's the difference between Momo B and the rest of the world.
Well, then, yeah, okay, well, fine.
I will tell you up front, before I even date, that's why I don't go out with people as soon as they ask. No, we got to talk on the phone, because when I'm talking on the phone, you're going to hear all these things that you might not agree with, and if you don't agree with it, then we ain't going to go no farther. It's just a talk.
Well, thank you.
Phone.
Well, we're not asking. The question, the QOD is not, can we take you on a date?
Sorry.
That's not the QOD, so we're moving on. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so Miss Terry.
So don't ask me nothing, Jay. Don't ask me.
I'm not asking you a damn thing. All right, Miss Terry, you are going on a date. Give me three things, right, that you would take on that date.
My car, my wallet, and my cell phone.
Reefer? Oh, okay.
Huh?
I thought you said some reefer. Okay, and a cell phone. Okay, that's cool. Right, I was just trying to check, you know. All right. Dr. Princess Odia, you know, stop sending me all these damn messages. Yes, Dr. Princess Odia. Dr. Princess Odia, you're going on a date. Give me three things that you would take on that date.
Three things?
Mace.
Okay.
Yeah, she does live in Detroit. She does live in
Well, you have
right.
to in Detroit. You never know, man. Yeah. What else?
You never know anywhere. So anyway, I'm going to take some maize.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my own money. And
that's good.
Course,
I agree.
I'm going to drive my own car.
That's good.
On the first day.
Yeah.
That's the first
so you can park in his driveway a little later on.
You know, you need to go drive.
Right?
All right.
That's exactly what I'm
going
to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. You have to protect yourself. But, you know, some people think just because they meet somebody at a bar or meet them one time or however you meet them, at a bar or wherever you meet them, hell, store, work, you don't know people. So, and people
yeah.
are crazy these days.
You can end up in his driveway or something like that.
Right.
Shelly, so what's up with you in this driveway, Joe? All right, look, let me tell you what I'm going to take. I'm going to take some condoms. I'm going to take me some money. And I'm going to take my damn Mercedes. That's what I'm going to take on my date, baby. Three things. You know what I'm going to do with it, baby. You know what I'm going to do with it. It's going to be boom, shaka-laka-laka, boom, dog. You got to be prepared just in case. You never damn know. You never know. Because the spirit may hit you. The cologne may be smelling good. You be like, damn, I want you right now. But, huh?
No, I won't.
Yes, you do. Especially you. If I go
no,
with you,
I
you
don't.
Definitely,
no.
I'm definitely
first
taking
day,
my I'm going to go with your
that's
ass.
Nasty.
Yeah,
you
hell,
already
yeah.
taking a condom? No wonder you.
Oh, yeah. You won't know.
No
you
wonder.
Won't know. You
no,
won't know.
Miss Terry, don't be mad at him. Miss Terry, don't do it. He's learned from the past and he don't want the tax.
Shut your ass up. Yes. Who is that want to ask me a question? Yes.
I think it's a good
list.
Yeah, I do. I think you should take. I think you should take the rubber. You know, yeah.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, a woman. Well, you never
baby.
Know if you're gonna like the person if you hit it off, and that is something that you would have been a fortune. I would have been.
Well,
I would have been.
You, baby.
I would have been.
So
you tell him about your business, Chris.
If
you taking some 03-year-old rubber, ain't nobody want that. So
speak for your damn self. Speak for your damn self.
Make sure.
Oh, Dr. Princess Aldea, baby.
Yeah, that's who you need to be talking to. I see.
Okay, yeah.
You damn right, baby.
Yeah.
Right.
You ain't get it over here.
Oh, I'll get it there too, girl. All day. Yeah, I like that.
I
like all those answers. I like it when a woman thinks like that. You got to be prepared. You never know. Because love can be in the air, baby. And if love is in the air, you just got to be ready. You can't be stopping by a damn gas station or Walmart trying to pick up some stuff. You got to be prepared.
How's love going into the picture on the first day?
You never know, baby.
You must have a teenage mind.
I
don't
have a teenage mind.
Grown women.
What I am saying that you always have to be, you just have to always be protected.
I don't have to always be prepared because that ain't going to happen on the first day. So
you
I
right
can be prepared, but not on the first day.
I always say that.
It is
going to
happen.
I've never done that, and I always say
but
that.
But you can, though. It could happen.
I also know that
for example,
you may know somebody for a while, and you already have some chemistry until you have your first date. And your first date, you just say, you never know.
You're like, you know what, baby? Because I can see how it happens. You're going to be like, damn,
yeah.
What kind of cologne are you wearing? Baby, I'm wearing
yeah.
high karate. What time? All day. Oh, all day. So, yeah, I like her list. People like you, Miss Terry, nobody likes your list. Nobody likes it.
Oh, Miss said smoke something or something. This is, I'm wrong.
Well, you said, you know, well, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, that's how she wants to roll. That's how she wants to roll.
Let me tell you, I had one date with this dude, and we're still, like, best friends today. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't
you gave
for
it
my
up, girl.
This GP that I just would not have, I just wouldn't do that
you
on
gave
the
it up,
day.
Didn't
like, I'm not going to do it. It could have been, it was that kind of chemistry.
It was close, wasn't it?
Could have gone there, but I refrained because I said, no, I'm a lady. I'm not even going out with that. I would not give it up like that.
What type
so
of cologne was he wearing? Was it hot karate? What type of cologne was it?
You know what? You never know. And especially if you know
that's
somebody
one.
For a while. But you just had your first date. Come on. I'm not going to say. Now, that's a different story. That's,
yeah, it is.
Is that, is that not a booty call? Can you help me?
You can help me. You can help me. Come here, Terry Lyon. Because soon Miss Terry sees me, she's going to take her damn clothes
Jay.
Off. I already know it. She'll be like, damn, Jay.
Okay, let's ask Momo and Mr. Elias. Because if they have the first date and all the crap they've been talking for years, is it a possibility?
Well, there's been a divorce between those two. There's been a breakup between those two.
Now, you would know that that relationship is over. Over like a bad.
Yeah, that's over. Yeah.
Do you have a day late in the dollar store, doctor? Do you?
That blew up a long time ago. That blew up a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Principal G, somebody else took my place.
Yeah.
not that of my own doing. She just moved in.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, because
you, because
Mr. Elias has hair. You said that if it has hair, you can't get down. That's why your ass is out.
Oh, okay. Maybe you might know some insight on the situation. I still
well, that's it.
Had,
yeah, I do.
The reason is why I'm pushing aside, but we're not going to.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere, folks. J. Ryle Show. Wednesday edition.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, good info.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me. He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to GLAAD.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict. We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the J. Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Yes, ma'am. What am I doing? Am I talking to myself? Yes, ma'am.
My thing is, this is what I'm saying. You all know I talk a lot. And that's what I do. So when you ask me a question, be prepared.
Hear what you want to hear. And while I'm talking, then I'll do the move.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-oh, here it comes.
Shaboom. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you.
I'm in and out of time. I ain't got no hurtful feelings to nobody. I'm just doing me. So when I do me, don't get mad at me. But here he goes chiming in. Here you go behind him. Yeah, Mo, yeah, you're talking too much. You're talking too much. No, I'm not. I keep it short. I keep it sweet. I'm going to tell you what I got to tell you. That's it. I'm not disrespecting nobody. I never do that until you disrespect me. That's when I come off. Until then, I'm good. Boom. I bet you I'm under time. What? What?
I think I just made a total fool of myself, sir.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is the caller number, 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. Midweek picker-upper. If you are having a bad week, you tuned into the right place. Hanging out with the very best. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. What's up, boy?
Man, what's crack-a-lack? Every moment of I'm going to respond to your answer right after we get down the introduction.
Oh, shit.
Oh, but there it is. Oh damn, file bow. Hello, Momo B.
I didn't know I was unmuted, so sorry.
Hello, Momo.
You can't hate me if I don't know that I'm unmuted.
You crazy
ass. I can't wait for this answer.
That's Momo B. I know who she is.
My legs crossed.
Oh, I thought they was open. Dr. Princess RG is in the house. What's up, baby?
Hello everyone.
Of course, Miss Terry is up in this thing. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey, hashtag leave your legs closed on the first day.
Oh, damn. And of course, we got Vanessa, hashtag I kill a damn baby if I have to. Yo, whatever. How you doing? I kill a baby if I have to. Yeah.
Miss Terry, I did not say that, did I? Not like that.
You did.
Not like that.
You said like that.
Not like that.
You know, Jay always got to take it to another level.
Well, this year did she not say she would write a book called Murder, She Wrote? That's what I heard come out of her mouth. Man.
Exaggerating. Don't tell Jay nothing. He'll take it all away.
You ain't lying. You know me, when I get done with it, I have your ass killing every damn body. That's just the way I roll, girl. All right, folks, this is the Kill These Are Questions. Today we're asking you, if you were going to blank, name three things that you would take. And so right now the question on the table is, if you were going on a date, name three things that you would take. So far, money, cards, right? And for me, I said condoms, but you know everybody got mad at me. And cell phones was one. So, Momo B, let me ask you, girl. And somebody said they could take a pistol. I'm not going to tell you who that somebody was. And it wasn't Momo because Momo hasn't answered yet. Mm-hmm. It was the senior edition of Momo, Vanessa. Oh, gangsta ass. Gangsta. I may be a flight attendant, but I cut your ass if you get out of control. All right. Momo B, baby, three things that you would take on a date with you.
Three things.
Here you go. A knife, a gun, and a grenade. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask your questions for you.
No.
Sorry.
Now, this is what I would have said. I would have put a gun up in there because that's just me.
Oh, of course.
Now, I would roll. No, for real. But I changed this all to what my grandma, I call her G-Ma, what G-Ma used to say when she was alive, when she was raising me, this is what she told me. So now I'm going to revert to her answers, okay? So, here we go. I would take my car, my own personal car, because my G-Ma used to say, if you know like I know, the same way you get there better be the same way you get home. don't be trying to be no hoe and leave with Steve or Sam or Butch on the slide. Don't be doing that, because it ain't going to work out for you, bro, and it ain't going to work out for
That was so easy. Now, number two, of course, nowadays it'll be a charged cell phone. But back then, my Gina used to say, always keep quiet in your bosom, baby. Always keep quiet in your bosom. That's what she would say for the pay phone. Quarters in your bosom, the kids don't use a pay phone.
Quarters in your bosom.
Yep. Yes. Yep. You don't know what that is? What are you talking about?
No, I don't have bosoms, but I get it.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you may have sisters or something growing up.
Yes, you do.
But okay.
Stop
my
bosom.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Yes. Quarters in your bosom. I like that. That's a good one. Yes.
Okay.
What else?
Now, here comes Wild with pranks and pistols and stuff. But Gina always used to say, the kid about condoms, keep a good knee shot to the nuts, and then run, boo, and then run.
Okay. How's that taking that on a day? Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. She said a good knee shot to the nuts. Oh, my Lord.
It's the first day. You never know what if I don't know who you've been out because you're a man. Sometimes when women go on first dates, it can be a first date with a pervert, a pedophile, you never know. I went on a first date with somebody who I thought was really nice once upon a time. He was like 3 years older than me, and he was disgusting. Like, when I look back, I'm like, oh, my God. He was cute, but he was just disgusting. So,
all right, so we have a gun, we have quarters, what else?
We have the same way you got there, it should be the same way you get home.
So we have a car, we have
it's
quarters, and a gun.
Yes. Or knee shots to the growing.
What if you went on a date with a chick, man, and she, you know, she leaned over something, and you looked over in her purse, she had a damn pistol in her purse, man. What, would you leave?
I raise up my shirt, be like, hey, look at me too, girl, look at me too.
No, and if he wasn't carrying, he'd be like, depending on what part of the Bronx you were, he'd say, I'm glad you got our back. That's what he would say, because I ain't got to fight tonight. You better recognize you ain't got to fight when you want one more people. You ain't got to fight.
Oh, no, we know that. We know that. All right, that question is a done deal. We're going to put that on the bed. All right, here we go. All right, here's the next question. Ms. Elias.
Yes.
Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. We're filling in the blank. All right, Mr. Elias. Let's say that you were going to your ex-girlfriend's house.
Why?
Name three things that you would take.
What was I going over there for?
We don't make it complicated, Negro. You're going over to our house. Give me three things that you would take.
I ain't going over to my ex-girlfriend's house. Hell, bottom line, she's an ex for a reason. But I would take my pistol for one.
Then oh, my God. Was it like that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Here we go.
And she's an ex for a reason. Hell. I guess condoms, just in case something might pop up.
Oh, damn. So either it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. You prepared for either or.
And a quick exit.
Oh, damn.
A quick exit route. That'd be my three things I'm going to take.
A quick exit route. How the hell do you take a quick exit route, Mr. Elias?
There's a window, there's a back door, something.
Why you can't take that to the damn house with you? What the hell are you talking about?
It's a thought process that I'm taking with me. How the hell I'm going to get up out of here if something break off?
Oh, my Lord. That joker said that he is going to take a damn gun, and he's going to take a weapon. He's going to take a condom for his other gun just in case it's good. Okay, hey, you got everything covered. What about you, Miss Terry? When you go to Otis's house, give me three things you're going to take to Otis's house.
Since you said Otis, because I was thinking my other ex. So Otis, I would take a bag of weed, a bottle of Hennessy, and my appetite.
Now, the other ex,
I would take a gun. I would take a gun, a bat, and a restraining order.
Damn.
After I hurt him, and when he called the police, I'm gonna show him my restraining order and make it look like he did it to me.
Oh, my God. I'm glad this is on tape. Oh, yeah. My God. Thank you.
He know. And Otis knows too.
Now, you're right, uh-huh. Vanessa. Miss Terry is crazy as hell, those responses.
I am.
All right. Vanessa, let me go to you, baby. Three things that you would take to your ex's house. Not Bobby.
If I go to one of my exes.
Yeah, three things.
I'm going to take a condom, some wine, and some food.
Oh, Bobby,
hey.
I'm sorry, Bobby. Bobby's like, hey.
If I go to one of my exes, I'm just telling you what I'm going to take.
She said she's taking a condom, Miss Terry.
A fresh pack of cigarettes.
Okay, all right.
No, you didn't.
Yes, she did.
That's two. Now.
Some
wine, a condom. Actually, I said four. I said wine, a condom, some food, and a fresh pack of cigarettes is what
I
really
said. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we're not asking you. I ask your crazy ass. Nothing else. Oh, my damn. Miss Delia, she said, oh. He must be Mr. Ding Dong. If I go see his ass, I'm going over there prepared.
If I go to one of my exes, that's what I'm going for.
Hey, look here. You do know what prepared mean, don't you? I watched Lean on Me last night. All right. So, okay, Momo B, you going to an ex's house. Name three things that you would take to an ex's house.
It all depends on the ex. So,
okay, pick one.
Check these, boo. I got one thing for each ex, because my ex was serious about theirs. So I got number one, it's a tape recorder, because I'm recording everything you say. That's what I'm going to do.
She's got a tape recorder.
I'm recording everything. I'm going to have a hidden microphone in between these bosoms of mine. Yes, I'm going to have it. And number two, I'm going to have some ecstasy and a dildo packed behind. Hand in the head. And number third, mother ducker that I got in mind, I'm going to have, I'm going to have hidden, of course, 20 pounds of cocaine, because if you get rough with me, 20 pounds equals 20 years in New York. So I'm going to dump that cocaine. I'm gonna dump it in between your couch cushions, and I'm gonna make my
way and throw my phone. You know what, man? If anybody goes on a date that listens to this damn show and hear the stuff that this woman says week in and week out, they would be crazy as hell.
That's why.
Let me tell you something, guys. I'm talking to all the fellas that are listening to my voice right now. If your ass will go on a date with Momo B after listening to her, now remember, she runs people over with cars. She stabs them with forks. I mean, you would be nuts to go on a date with Momo B. Crazy. Well, you know, that's what you do. They know you. Oh, my God.
Now you're making it all extra.
If they're new, they need to learn who you are. They need to become familiar with your ass. Thank you. All righty.
That's why I can't date nobody from the show.
Well, yeah, you can, because it's a damn shame.
Y'all
right,
prejudice,
so it's a damn shame.
Prejudice.
Yeah, well, no, they not prejudice.
Yeah,
I bet you someone would love, guys, somebody please take on a date that's in that area and let us know how it turned out. Because I'm curious. I would love to know what happened was she busted me outside my damn head.
We should do that as a show. Anybody out there listening to this show right now, you live in the Florida area, West Palm Beach-ish, from Miami to Orlando. How about that? From Miami to Orlando, we're going to test trial date with Momo B.
Oh, man. You better wear Kevlar.
And
have 911 on speed dial. Oh, my God. Because it can get out of hand quick. What you say? It's a damn shame what happened to Flip. It's a damn shame what happened to Flip. All right, Dr. Princess Idea, give me three things that you would take if you went to your ex-boyfriend's house.
Car so she could park in the driveway.
I knew that was coming. You tell us, man, what's up with the driveway jokes, man?
Talking about that, but that's all he knows. That's all he knows how to say when it comes to me and men. And it's okay. I'm good.
It's okay. But
I would
all right. So, are you going to take the car for the driveway or not? Are we just—is that one of the items or?
No. But I am going to say, well, of course I'm going to drive my car in the driveway if I'm going.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But so if this is X, depending on which X, I feel the same way. If it's my X. I don't know why I would go visit him, but if I did, I would definitely take a weapon.
A weapon, damn.
I would have to take a weapon. And that would be it. I mean, it wouldn't be anything, and I just don't know.
Well, you need two more items, okay? For entertainment purposes, we need two more. Thank you.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to take. I'm going to take mace.
She said mace.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Gun.
Okay. A gun.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my.
I don't know. And then also, I mean, I would just have that with me. It's not like I'm going to flaunt it. But in case I need it, I will have it. I will be ready. and definitely.
She said flaunt it.
Yeah.
You might as well bring them condoms, Princess, in case it go well.
Yeah, just in case.
Well,
you have some high karate cologne on, like, oh
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, don't be anticipating everything's a little bad.
Yeah. Anticipate the good stuff.
The good time. If he shows to be a stable person, then you never know. Never ever know. So I always have love, but it doesn't matter.
I don't think Christians are allowed to plot to bring
yes,
condoms.
I'm not
that
a Christian.
Don't match.
I don't.
She ain't no damn Christian. Where you get that from?
I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying.
You're so much Christian in general. So let me ask you a question. Let me ask y'all ladies a question here real quick before we go to break. Okay.
No, she ain't no Christian smoking weed and shit.
I started talking while I was answering.
Well, you fading out. We can't hear your ass. And, you know, we got the premise. You're going to go there prepared for battle. Okay, we're moving on. We know you're going to go
what
there.
What was your check,
Jane?
What was your check, Jane?
What I take? If I go, okay, yeah. I'll tell you. I'll take some KY jelly.
Because she got some big ass knockers.
So I may, you know, need some Astro Glide. I would take a condom. I would. And I would take a photo. I would take a photo album with some old pictures of us, so we can kind of set the mood. Because if I'm going over there for one reason and one reason only. There's no doubt about it. I'm not going over there to visit your ass. I'm going over there for some, you know, for some fish tacos.
No.
Okay.
Jay,
we ain't trying to shoot nobody. Trying to do no mace. We trying to get some.
There you go. See, I'm with Vanessa.
No.
Me and Vanessa on the same page.
No, you and Vanessa ain't, because that's
yes,
the
hell we are.
No, the question was if you was going on a date. So if you're going to bring your car...
No, the question is, if you're going over your old boyfriend or girlfriend's house, three things that you would take.
Okay. The question is old. If you old anything, then you better not bring no KY jelly. You better
it's
not bring
I
no
am.
Condoms.
I am.
You can if you want to, and that's why I'm going to have my gun.
Well, I won't be careful. If I come to you, I'm coming with some brass knuckles, some nunchucks. I'm coming with some nunchucks and spend 911 on speed dial. We'll be right back out.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, Gordon Thorne.
If you're ready, map of the staff.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You look like...
I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to GLAAD.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict. We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Yes, ma'am.
What am I doing? Am I talking to myself?
Yes, ma'am.
My thing is, this is what I'm saying. You all know I talk a lot, and that's what I do. So when you ask me a question, be prepared.
To hear what you want to hear. And while I'm talking, then I'm not talking to
you. Yes, ma'am. Uh-oh, here it comes.
Shaboom. I'm telling you.
I'm in and out of time. I ain't got no heartful feelings to nobody. I'm just doing me. So when I do me, don't get mad at me. But here he goes chiming in. Here you go behind him. Yeah, Mo, yeah, you're talking too much. No, I'm not. I keep it short. I keep it sweet. I'm telling you what I gotta tell you. That's it. I'm not disrespecting nobody. I never do that until you disrespect me. That's when I come off. Until then, I'm good. Boom. I bet you I'm under time. What? What?
I think I just made a total fool of myself, sir.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Sounds like we're starting right back where we started. Jesus Christ, why did it play twice? All right, welcome back in, 347-850-1672. We're a few minutes away from the listening lounge. Tonight, the QOD, the question of the day, we're asking you guys, if you were going blank, what three things you would take? And so far we're talking about if you go visit an ex's house, what three things would you take? And
yeah,
so
a lot of
me...
Gang network.
Oh, we have to? All right, yeah, you're right. So look, let's say goodbye to those guys. Okay, everyone on the J. King Network, have a great work week. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us because we know you guys could have done other things. Coming up next on your network, it is the music business the way I see it by the one and only Light Skin, a.k.a. J. King. God bless. Enjoy your week, and we'll see you when we see you. Peace and hair grease. Beat it. All right, so anyway, we're a few seconds away from the listening lounge. Now, it sounds like Vanessa and I are going for one purpose and one purpose only, and everybody else is going, like, combat ready. It's like, yeah, when I go, I'm going over there with nunchucks. I'm going with, you know, I'm going over there with damn, you know, smoke grenades. Hey, you can't tell me that none of y'all have never gone back and slept with one of your exes. Show of hands
of
someone
course.
Who has never done that.
Of course.
Right? Well, then, hold on. Is it a majority? I'd like to get everyone's answer on this. Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Can you hear me? Can
I
guys?
Haven't.
You're breaking up real bad, Dr. Prince.
No,
you put the mic close
on,
to your mouth like you do when you're hanging out with your boyfriend.
But my my thought is that if I'm going over, my thought is if I'm going over the ex's house, you said they three things, and my top three things, I have a list of things I'm bringing, but my top three would be what I said, because I don't know why I'm going over my ex's house, because my ex
whose phone is that? I don't know, somebody's outside or something. Jesus Christ.
I guarantee you that. But my ex
probably
is an ex for a reason, and we not kicking it like that, because he does not. That's why
it was me
ex
sitting in front of the
but
fan, because I don't have no air. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
But
you ain't got no air conditioning, huh?
Oh,
damn. That's right.
Okay.
It's cold as hell.
But what
so you
is my ex is my ex. If we were still kicking it like that, he would still be part of me or in the loop. So now I gotta worry about what I gotta bring with me. And that's my problem. If I gotta worry about what to bring and I gotta think and ponder on
okay
it, I'm bringing my first three lines of defense.
Okay, we got you. We understand. We got you. We understand.
No,
you're going over there ready to throw down.
You understand me, but I'm talking about you. You talking about you just ready for love. You ready for love.
That's right. That's what I'm ready for, because I'm not coming to visit
okay
your ass. If I was coming to visit your ass,
so
I told you what
know
I would have when I come
no
to you,
problem,
if you were the
ex. You need to man up and defend up when you go and visit anybody's ex.
I'm telling you what I'm doing. You take
you
what you want to take,
you,
I take what I want
to
take.
You bring all the condoms you want, bro.
And you damn right.
The condoms ain't going to defend you, but when somebody
I don't need
kid
no defense, because I'm going over
whatever
there to make love, not war. I'm not going like you.
You
well,
you're
hey, the only thing you're going to be missing is damn, what was that stuff they put on their eye, Mr. Elias, when they go on the war, that damn blackout under their eyes? Mama B going in for comeback. Sit your ass down.
That's
on
me. That's why she calling you over there, bro. She calling you for a whole different reason. You don't know why she calling you over there.
Well, don't worry about it. Let me have a mine and you
it
have a yours.
You need to be
how about
okay
that?
Well, okay, boo. All right.
Okay,
so
say handle it. Handle it then.
I'm going to handle it.
Oh, me
don't come
in
to see you,
Mr.
Terry.
No, you
ain't
coming to my house no condoms.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm coming to see you.
You ain't coming
to
my house no condoms.
Yes, hell I am.
Okay,
oh,
don't get
you,
your feelings
oh, we can get out like
don't
that too, baby. I don't have no problem
don't
with it, girl. We can go natural.
Yo, Miss Terry, these gonna be blowing those condoms up to flow up out of
there. Thank you for some
I ain't
water
going nowhere.
Miss Terry,
Miss Terry gonna be like,
Miss
Terry gonna be like, damn, Jay. Don't you tell nobody that I've been in my big hotel over right about now, letting you get back there to your thing. I won't tell nobody,
is,
baby.
I'm saying what happened to Jay.
Oh, damn. Oh, she threatened me, Miss Elliot. She threatened me with violence. She threatened me. She threatened
yeah
me. Mm-hmm. Damn shame. You forgot to blow the razor blade out your mouth.
Woo.
It's a damn shame what happened to Flip.
But you
done
already
shame
said how you have. You done already mentioned that you had issues and stuff. You ain't coming to my house.
No, let me tell you something. Hold on. I never said that. Mm-hmm. We ain't talking about
okay,
I should have had
you,
I don't have any issues.
You better go back on some shows.
You know, I did say something
back
in the
day. Go back on some shows.
Yeah, you did,
yeah,
boo. Yeah, you did.
Go back on some shows.
I sure did.
We
I sure did. But that, you know what? I'm glad you said that, Miss Terry. I'm glad you said that, because that reminded me of this.
To every city,
oh, yeah,
every hood, and every block, get on America.
All right, folks, it is time for another edition of I Wish, where we wish for our favorite things. And I'll go first. Miss Elias, you know what I wish for, bro? I wish I could take my ass to Sacramento and see this big old sexy thing. I can kick that damn dress up and get up behind that thing and pump away, baby, pump away. That's what my wish is.
I wish you.
Man, what's your wish, Big Daddy?
I wish I didn't have to see this damn cable bill this month. I had to order that damn fight this weekend. That'd be my...
That's the chance get. That's the chance get. Terry, baby, what's your wish? You want to share my wish as well, or what's your wish, girl?
I wish Jay would stop acting like he getting ready to handle something when he knew he can't handle nothing up here in Sacramento with Miss Terry.
Oh, damn, I don't like that wish. I don't like that wish. I don't like that wish.
I wish.
Boo for your wish. Dr. Princess up there, give me a wish, girl.
I wish that we could just all get along.
No, here she goes.
Oh boy, I wish you would take your ass to sleep. I get two wishes tonight. I get damn two wishes. I take, wish you took your ass to sleep tonight.
Every city, every hood.
All right, Vanessa, baby, give me a wish, Vanessa girl.
I wish this damn air conditioner was on because I'm hot and I'm sitting up on the fans.
Hold on. That's a damn good wish. Let me ask you this, though. Do you have all your clothes on while you sit under the fan? That's a key question, baby.
Unfortunately, I'm just wearing a T-shirt and some shorts, but yeah.
Oh.
I do have my clothes, though. My son-in-law lives across the street,
Jay. Okay, I'm sorry. Apologize to Bobby. I'm sorry, Bobby.
Bobby can't hear
you.
I'm not even in the house.
I didn't say I was sleeping in clothes, Jay.
Jay, I didn't say I was sleeping in clothes.
Hello. Miss Elliott, I tell you what, I'm about to change my wishes around this thing. I want to fly somewhere. Hey, look, my name is Vanessa.
Fly me to Southwest Airlines. And I wish Bobby would catch you. That's my other wish. And I wish Bobby would catch you.
You don't get two wishes. You don't get damn two wishes. You don't get two wishes. All right, Momo Beezy, give me a wish, girl.
I wish, Momo B wish, that when I say something violent and destructive, that people wouldn't laugh at me and then look at me and say, you kidding, right? No, I'm kidding. God damn it. I'm kidding.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Get your ass out of here. All right, that was your wish. Get your ass. Go talk about the rest of your wish and mute land, you damn foul mouth ass. Yeah, thank you, Momo B. I wish. All right, that was I wish for another damn whatever. Oh, good googly movie. All right, listen, folks. Coming up next, it is the Listening Lounge. I want you guys to hang out with us. Now, we talked about the Listening Lounge. The Listening Lounge tonight, Mr. Elias, is old school hip hop from the 90s, my brother.
All right.
So the question is, are you ready? Well, you know, Momo B's box, you know, we could probably find the cassette tapes in her damn box, you know, because of that old damn thing she has. But the bottom line is, it is going down tonight. So now, Miss Terry has always said that the 90s was the best music that she likes. That's what she told us, Miss Elias. And do you still stand by that, Miss Terry?
If I said it, I stand by it, but I don't remember that.
Oh, well, you did say it.
So,
you
yeah, I stand by
Kelly.
It.
All right.
Oh, R. Kelly,
all right, we'll be back
yes,
after this.
Yes.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to South Carolina. The Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office is trying to find a missing woman who may not be on her medication for depression. Nicole Goodlett, 28, of Lavallee Drive, was reported missing on Wednesday by her parents. Her parents tell investigators Nicole suffers from depression and may not have medication with her. Goodlett is 5'10", she weighs 130 pounds. She may have straight or curly hair. Deputies have no information on what type or color of clothing she was wearing. Nicole is also known as Alizé or simply Zay to her friends. The family released a statement Wednesday asking for your help. No person of interest has been identified or no one has reported seeing our daughter, it stated. We are asking everyone in the region to help with the search. We want the community to know who she is, know her story, so you can help get her home safely to her children. The family says it will take the support of the community to find answers. Anyone with information on finding Nicole Goodland is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-888-CRIME-SC. That's 888-274-6372. Once again, our number is 888 888-
214-274-6372, or you can call 911 or call your local law enforcement agency. We pray for the safe return of this beautiful young lady. We pray for her family tonight. If you know of someone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and leave the information with one of our producers. The number is 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272. Or if you're listening to this in a rewind, all you have to do is go to email. Send us an email at thejrileshowatlive.com. That's thejrileshowatlive.com. Or you can go to Facebook to our TJRS Radio Network page. Leave the information there. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook at JYRIL. We pray for the safe return of all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's a next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And now, listen, I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Now, ain't no knock-knock, who there, you know. Knock-knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, when I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the J.R.S. show. Man, them dudes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about?
I tune into Jay on the J. Ryle show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, it's the Listening Lounge. Now, Mr. Elias, we talked about this, man. Now, this Listening Lounge should remind us when we used to be out there, man, knocking them up down, knocking them up and knocking them down, Big Daddy.
Let's get it on, then. Let's not wait. Let's do the get down, baby. Let's do the get down.
All right, here we go.
your brother's manhood. So they came to test me because of my heritage and the loud, bright colors that I wear.
Boom.
I was a target because I'm a fashion misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing, brother's dissonant. Well, I stay calm and pray the niggas leave me be. But they see the parts of my date's anatomy. Why, Lord, your brothers have to drill me. Because if I stop and hit the man, they'll have to kill me. Take the brother out for being rude.
Hey!
And like I said before, I was mad by him.
It took
three or four cops to pull me off
they
of him.
Me off
but
of
that's
him.
The story, y'all. I'm a black man.
Black man.
Like a nigga, niggas don't lie in
African.
African.
Never let it walk on by. When it comes to me and Jenny, I seem
very serious.
like a pig dream. Buddy is an act that occurs on the lift. When Jimmy and Jimmy start shooting the gift, boy, let me get shot, I won't even riff. On the dial, my buddy talks to me for a while. Plug two with a
two to her chip.
On the A side of sometimes the flip. Word up, buddy, it's the bud to my daisy tree. And the looting to my do-ray me. And the pleaser to my man plug three.
Plug three gets the whole cabin
behind the bush. My buddy likes the way that I push. And like a champ just knock it on out. Never ever once selling out.
From the soul, guess what we'll find? Whole lot of fun, lots of fun together, just like kissing cousins.
Yeah, that's kind of clever.
Close like bosoms, bosoms stay close if you be my buddy. I will toast that we're like Effermate and Lucille McGillicuddy. You could be mine and I could be nobody.
The best buddies in evening wear. Long love unless you know he's in there. I feel sorry for those who pay a fare. A free word to the team. I don't beg, I just tease my buddy with my right leg. And then when it's ready, what's said, his buddy is best in bed. Word to the D. Buddy, buddy, told us all to get into a circle. Said no rope because I won't hurt you. All I really wanna do is freak you.
You know what?
She freaked
and then I watched, and then I checked my swamp to see the time. The tribe had phoned the buddy line, and that buddy was mine, oh my.
Now when Quest, Jungle, and De La Soul is at the club, our ritual unfolds. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands.
Then Jimmy starts blocking every brand.
And Jennifer just wanna stay aware. Yo, fella, should we keep her aware?
You recognize this sound, well it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like. With what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like.
Yo, yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow. We like to just let yourselves go and do what you like. What's a night, your night? Just eat food, try not to be crude or rude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Just do what you like. Yo, go where you like. I mean rich, poor, high, lower, upper, middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Well, if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line. Nope, sometimes I don't rhyme. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo,
do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. That shit's act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuit.
And do what you like. No red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink skin Yankee to a blue black southerner, ditch digger or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. That's a sonic to jazz for the hip hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, you're piano man. Play how you like.
Don't you know we're getting busy? We can't be corrected. Shape there has to be deaf. I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think that it's wrong, you got to admit, it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Yo, do who you like. Alright, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
Being played at your station, we will provide the following time for you to announce your station identification. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, it is time for us to wrap it up. And Mr. Elias, tell me that I'm not seeing what I'm seeing in this chat room.
Are you saying this, Egypt?
Tell
That's
me
right.
that I'm not seeing what I'm seeing in our chat room.
Yes, you are.
Will you please pitch me and tell me that I'm not seeing what I'm seeing in our chat room?
Miss Egypt. I haven't seen Miss Egypt in over.
Now, hold up. Now, is this a chat room from 2 years ago? Is that what's going on here? Really? I mean, is it an old chat room? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, man. It's Egypt, man. We ain't seen her in years.
Oh, my God. Wow. I heard she got a boyfriend, and, you know, she just don't come around us no damn more. I thought I was going to be, you know, scrum dilly issues, but I guess that just didn't work out right.
Hey,
but anyway.
Man, you got to do what you got to do. She had to do
Miss Egypt, you got a big old booty, too. Boy, you know, all my big booty girls are leaving me. I don't know what the hell's going on around here. Wow. Well, hello, Miss Egypt. Good to see you, and hopefully you won't be a stranger. Maybe you'll come back. It's your crazy ass. I love me some Miss Egypt. Now, for those who may not know what we're talking about, Miss Egypt was an old, old friend of the show. She used to listen to the show a long time ago. She was a faithful listener. All of a sudden, she got a boyfriend. She acts like she don't know how to act, so she knows she. That's how it is. But, you know, we love her. We love Miss Egypt.
1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up. I'm not even sure she's listening to the show, but if she is listening to the show, we love you, we love you, we love you. All right, look, we have a minute left to get this thing locked up, Mr. Elliott. So listen, man, What do you think, bro? What do you think about the show tonight, my man?
Oh, man, I love the show, man. You know, I love the show. Got to do what we got to do, baby.
What about the mix, bro? What about the mix?
I love the mix, man. That was back when we, you know, back when we brought back a little memories. Some memories.
I know, man. Yeah. So now, look, we're going to lose you guys. We're going to lose the live audience in about a minute and 18 seconds. We're sorry we went over again. I need to do a better job with this. I am so sorry. But, you know, maybe next time we'll get it on time. So anyway, we'll say goodbye to you people that's listening live. If you're listening to this in the rewind or the archives, you will hear our final thoughts. And if you're calling in, you can listen live on the air. Okay, who is this? Okay, who is this 772 trying to get in?
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes.
And welcome to the 2013 Grammy Awards. And now it's time for the nominees of Best Vocalist on a Comedy Radio Show.
Mr. L.E.S. singing Am I Dreaming by Atlantic Star.
Momo B with her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life.
You better just get in your groove on and sing the song. Shut the hell up.
Dr. Princess Ardelia with her rendition of Karen White's Superwoman.
Superwoman.
And Jay Rao with his rendition of Kanye Dawson's I Wanna Let You Know.
I know sometimes I can be difficult.
Sing it,
girl. I can see it in your eyes. Sometimes you wanna walk away,
but the love we have inside makes you stick around and wanna stay.
Yeah. Sometimes the things that come out of my mouth ain't awful.
I'm sorry, I can't get with that. I can't even hold a candle.
And the TJRS Grammy goes to... Wow, this is exciting. Momo B for her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life. This is Momo B's first TJRS Grammy. Momo B, what do you have to say?
Well, thank you. And like I said, you don't have to wait for the crash, boo-boo. You don't have to wait for the crash.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Well, folks, once again, it is time for our final thoughts. And ladies are first here on the J. Rao Show. Let's start off with Vanessa, baby. Final thoughts with your hot ass. And I do mean that literally. No, I'm just joking. Go ahead, girl. Final thoughts.
Me.
Because I might not make it Saturday, I had to change my shift so that I could be home on Mother's Day. I would like to wish the mothers on the panel happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Hello. Show, you know, damn family. Yes, okay.
is a panther.
All right, baby.
And I love you too, Jay and Mr. Elias.
Right back at you, baby.
Give it to me, baby. Yeah, you.
And the rest of us. How about the rest of us, Vanessa? How about the rest of us?
I said Happy Mother's Day to all the women on the panel.
Yeah, and we want love to love us too.
Love y'all. Okay. I talk to y'all on Facebook. I don't talk to Jay on Facebook.
Because he don't answer. No, he doesn't. No, he don't care about nothing about Facebook. He just post. That's all he did.
Yeah.
It's a one-way street
for him. Hey, look, y'all not gonna do this. Damn Buffarillas. Sit y'all asses up for y'all counting damn dogs in the neighborhood barking. All right. So, anyway, so
yes.
So look here, man. Vanessa sent us a little picture. Why didn't you send us a picture of you on Sunday? You trying to show us how good you was looking?
Did you read the message under the picture? Y'all were talking about church. Y'all were talking about church and mega churches, and I sent you a picture saying, I'm getting ready to go to my mega church, is what I was saying.
Got a little picture looking all sunny and blue. Whatever. Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you for your part of Boston. Happy Mother's Day to your ass, too, as well. Thank you very much. Miss Terry, final thoughts.
Oh, great show. Hashtag never go out with Jay on a first date.
We'll give it up. Hashtag keep going. Yes.
No.
Mm.
Yeah, you get it, girl. You get it. I'm
and happy you, Mother's Day to Vanessa and Momo, because I probably won't be here Saturday.
Thank you, boo.
And I love
thank
both
you.
Of you, and I love you, Elias.
I love you, too, my
love
sister.
Where are you going
you
on,
you
Mother,
me,
on Saturday? Huh?
You love me.
Where are you going on Saturday?
I got another
birthday party.
Who the hell are you, like the birthday queen or something? What are you doing? Are you working birthdays
don't worry
on the
about
weekend?
Were you wearing
a clown suit or something? Juggling
no, my daughter's birthday. Listen, my daughter's birthday is in May. My goddaughter's birthday is in May. And then my daughter's best friend, little friend's birthday is in May. So that's every weekend. That's all.
Well, excuse the hell out of us. Well, thank you for letting us know this, Miss Terry. Thank you.
I spread my love around.
I know. I can't wait till you spread it around either, baby. All right,
yeah.
Love, baby.
When you get that problem solved, then give me a call.
That problem's going to be solved. You're going to find out firsthand. How much that problem solved. Yeah. Somebody said,
boom, boom, boom.
Hello, what you doing? Justin? Yeah, whatever.
Terrible.
Yeah,
Momo,
okay.
B,
was that me?
Momo B, yeah, that's your name, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I was stumbling and mumbling. But in regards to the question of the day, my final thought is no matter where you are going, If love, peace, and happiness ain't in your top three, you got a long, lonely road ahead of you, boo-boo. A long, lonely road.
Thank you, Mama B. Those were words of love and inspiration. Thank you so much. God bless. Dr. Princess Idalia, the queen of inspiration, final thoughts. Which one is she on? Is she on her phone or is she on her damn Skype?
I love it.
We don't have her unmuted. That's
I love it when the plan comes together.
Well,
let's get it out of here.
Okay, all right. Hello, Jay.
She's not
okay, you
now.
Have two on here. Which one is it? Your phone or your damn Skype? Which one?
Okay, I just hung up the Skype so you're not confused. I didn't know if you realized that I was on the board. Well, my final thought to this, first of all, it was a great show tonight. Thank you, Patty Maud. I want to invite everyone tomorrow night to the True Purpose Development Show. I'm interviewing Cassandra Calloway, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. Yes, she is a celebrity and a fantastic woman indeed. And I just want to say that she is really, really, it is, yes, she is. Yes. I want to leave you with this. By which time you come into the awareness of who you really are, you'll realize the divine time for transformation in your life and the ability that you have to inspire others to transform as well. I want to just say to everyone, transformation it is. So happy Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Day to Momo B. Happy Mother's Day to Rick. But Miss Terry. And also have happy Mother's Day to Vanessa and all of our other wonderful women out there that are listening. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Have a great weekend. And don't forget tomorrow night. And don't forget to join me on my new Twitter account, Princess Adelia _. You gotta keep putting that out there.
Thank you. Thank you. Michelle,
thank
has
you.
My final
thoughts. Oh, don't forget. Yeah.
Okay, we're done with you.
Miss Elias.
Yes, I'd like to start off by saying happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Thank you.
Ladies, have a wonderful weekend. You know, I'd like to say a special happy Mother's Day to the two women that are very important to me. That would be Dorothy Neville and my mother, Vera Morris. I appreciate you ladies and all the homespun wisdom that you've given me throughout all the years. And Momo B, this
you're lucky,
to you,
you're
darling.
Lucky to have them both. You're lucky to have them both, Miss Elias.
I am very lucky, very fortunate.
Yes.
Momo B,
this
straight to you, baby girl. This woman that I'm with, I've been in love with for 14 years.
Oh, no, he's not.
She's the one that got away. So, hey, so now you know. Now you know. Boom.
Wait, first of all, he was talking to Momo B, so I should be the first to respond. I should be the first to respond, so keep your little hard ass to yourself. But, Miss Elias, you see what you're doing, Miss Elias? You got me getting rude and obnoxious with the host, co-host, I should say. Because normally I wouldn't have said all of that. And now you know what I was going to say. So, good night. I'm glad you're happy, Miss Elias. Love you much. And anytime you feel lonely and alone, you can come on back, boo. You can come.